So do you think at this point that Osama bin Laden indeed was a part of 9/11?
I was confident and I was sure from day one that he's responsible. Yes, you're right that when I put this question to him that would you like to accept his responsibility? So he only said that I have no direct hand. I'm not directly involved, but I praise all those who are responsible for that operation. And you see, that was just a diplomatic statement. He never denied the responsibility after 9/11. And now it is, you see, clear to the whole world. There are many people in the Muslim world who are of the view that he is not responsible for the 9/11 attack. And millions of the Muslims in this part of the world were saying that actually it's a Jewish conspiracy. But now Osama bin Laden has clarified the whole situation and he has accepted the responsibility. And now there is a lot of clarity. And I have no doubt about that he is responsible for the 9/11 attacks.
Do you think, Amid, that he worked with others, special interests, who wanted this to happen? Or do you think this was merely Al-Qaeda?
No, I think that this operation was finalized in 1999, and it was implemented after 2 years. And for the 2 years, they were planning it. Initially, they planned to use 10 airplanes against the United States of America, but then they changed the plan, and they used only 4 planes, and I think that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is not the mastermind. He was just a facilitator, and he was given the responsibility to implement the plan. And he was not the person who presented the plan to Osama bin Laden. This plan was the brainchild of Osama bin Laden.
The big story, of course, now is the possibility. And we interviewed Paul Williams on this program last week, who knows you, and is very complimentary of your work. The big story now and the big concern is has Al-Qaeda obtained Russian suitcase nukes? And if so, where are they?
Yeah, you see, it's a big question, and I'm following this question from 1998. In 1998, I met a Ukrainian nuclear scientist in Kandahar in Afghanistan with Al-Qaeda. And in those days, I was not able to get the details that why he is staying with them. And I put this question to Osama bin Laden in 1998, that are you trying to acquire nuclear weapons? But he was not ready to answer my questions. When I repeated my question in 2001, he said yes. We have this nuclear deterrence, and if the Americans are going to use this these kind of weapons against us, then we will respond in the same manner. And then I further did some investigation, and I came to know that some of the Al-Qaeda operators who learned Russian language, they visited Moscow and some other Central Asian states, and they got at least three suitcase nukes, and those nukes were smuggled from Georgia to Italy. And one of credible sources told me that these things were smuggled from Mexico to inside the United States of America. So you see, they don't make these kind of statements for just creating fears and as propaganda, because they know that the credibility is the biggest strength in the Muslim world. So I don't underestimate their claims, and I'm very much concerned and very much worried about their claims.
I mean, if there are suitcase nukes in the United States, why haven't they used them yet?
Yes, you see, it's a very important question, because there are two, three levels within Al-Qaeda. They have a military command council, and then they have a grand consultative council, and the chief of the grand consultative council, Abu Hafs al-Mauritanian, he made it clear to Osama bin Laden that you cannot use these kind of weapons until there is no mass killing by the Americans in any part of the world. You will only use these nuclear weapons as a response. So that we could justify. We cannot use these kind of weapons without a solid justification. So they are waiting for some kind of justification, and then I think that Osama bin Laden would be allowed to use these kind of weapons. There is a misconception that Al-Qaeda is a one-man show. It's not a correct perception. He cannot operate on his own. There are some checks and balances on him within Al-Qaeda.
And I'm beginning to wonder, Hamid, that there may be other tentacles as well, maybe other special groups that are involved with him.
Yes, maybe there are some other groups who are involved with them, and they are taking some help from them, but I don't have any details about them. But I know that there are many groups, especially the groups who are active in Latin America, and the drug mafia, they are helping them out.
Have you been approached by anybody in the United States government for information? Are they asking you? What else do you know?
I am not hiding any information. I am giving interviews to you. I have written that information in the form of my columns. And sometimes when I meet some U.S. diplomats, I share my concerns and my information with them. And if a CIA will contact me, I would not be able to help them out because I'm a journalist. And I'm not doing this work for pleasing some intelligence agency. Whatever I come to know, I'm writing it, and I'm speaking it, and I'm speaking to you. And I think that the U.S. agencies can come to know from you.
So if Osama bin Laden sent someone from Al-Qaeda to come and get you to talk to him again, you would not go?
I think it would be very difficult because the situation in this part of the world is very tense now. And
Are you there? Okay, we lost him right at the end, just when he said tense. I wonder who clipped that phone call. He is live in Pakistan, and we want to thank you, Hamid, in the event you ever get this in the form of a recording.